Council member Ewer said on Wednesday the council heard some positives on revenues to the county.
I didn't know we had that much money. So that's we had a 12% growth in the proposed budget over last year, but that's misleading just to say it's a 12% growth, because we also held some of the money back from maintenance last year on roads, and we're putting that into this year's budget. Plus, also, you remember that there was also the tax increase that gave us a couple of $1.4 million. So all in all, it starts to round out. We just got an overall perspective of the budget, not very much into details on it. That'll be over the next 6 weeks that we do that. So it'll be interesting to see how we try and manage the money. Just because we have it doesn't mean we have to spend it, in my opinion.
He said he'd like to see more staff for the planning department, the sheriff, and the county attorney's office. However, he said he probably differs with his colleagues about filling other positions that were left frozen. That is, they didn't replace departing employees.
We start talking about frozen positions and wanting to fill those frozen positions. In my opinion, a frozen position does not have a heartbeat. We're not spending salary on it. And so to me, that's adding to what we have as of today. Now, I know that those frozen positions were in place 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, and we never did away with them. We always had that position there that we could fill if we wanted to. But over the last couple of years, yes, we have cut positions, we have frozen positions, and to a great extent, I think some of the employees have realized they can work more.
Ewer said they got some indication that the economy is picking up from two representatives of Park City area home builders. In public comment, the visitors asked the county to hire more building inspectors to avoid backlogs and delays.
The time from the time they call in until they get an inspector on the job to okay some of the construction work can be anywhere from 1 hour to 4 days. Now, I know that contractors cannot put up with 4 days. I mean, and that's unrealistic. But maybe we can do some contract work there. Our builders are under the assumption that we are out of the dark woods for at least 2 or 3 more years. They have contracts in place for this year, next year, and a year after. That's what Richard Jaffa told us last night as he came before us in the public comment area, and also the president of the Park City Home Builders. These contracts are in place according to them, but I'm not sure our general sales are picking up and showing the same level of increase as the construction sites are.
He said Utah's economy may differ from the rest of the country.
Utah's economy is doing very well, and I don't believe that the economy in the rest of the United States is doing nearly as well as we are. So whether we can be an island unto ourselves, who knows, Leslie? I mean, well, I think we can for a couple of years, but I don't know that we can sustain that down the road.
Ewer said the budget discussions are yet to come and he doesn't have much information. For now, he would favor hiring more building inspectors on a contract basis. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.